שנים קדמוניות.
This week's parsha, Parshas Chukas, and we have the famous story of the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu, of hitting the rock instead of speaking to the rock. And a lot of Mefarshim discuss what was the mistake, what was the Avera. So in the Sefer Shemi Shmuel, he says over from his father, the Avnei Nezer. We know that the Gemara says in Megillah that there are differences between Tashmish Kedusha and Tashmish Mitzvah. A Tashmish Kedusha, like you have a Sefer Torah, and you're not using the Sefer Torah anymore, you have to bury it. You have to put it in Geniza. You have to put it in Shemus. But a Tashmish Mitzvah, say for example, you have a shofar, and you're not using the shofar anymore, so you don't have to bury it. You put it in a separate bag, and it could be put in the garbage, but you know, we're going to cover it away. So that's the difference between a Tashmish Mitzvah, that's Nizrakim, but a Tashmish Kedusha is Nignozim. So the Avnei Nezer says like this, we know beforehand in Parshas B'Shalach, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. So the question is, now it's the second time. So Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anuf. So he thought that after he hit the rock the first time, the rock didn't have intrinsic Kedusha. So as soon as it's no longer going to be used, it's what? It's chol. It doesn't have any more Kedusha. So the only way to get the Kedusha the second time is to hit it again. So even though Hashem said to speak, he thought it meant to hit. But really, the halacha was that the first time when he hit the rock had intrinsic Kedusha. It's like a Tashmish Kedusha. So then, when the second time, he didn't have to hit it again because it already had the Kedusha. All he had to do was to speak to the rock. So that's the difference between a Tashmish Mitzvah and a Tashmish Kedusha. And then we have say for example in Ashkenazic shul, the Sefer Torah goes directly on the thing. So for sure this would have a din of Tashmish Kedusha. Question maybe in the Sephardic shul when it you have a different type of Sefer Torah, it might be different. One has to look into it. Because the Rabbeinu Yerucham says if something is Lenoi, covered in Sefer Torah, even an Ora Kodesh is Lenoi, it also would have a din of Tashmish Kedusha. But this part, the part of the Shulchan, that the Sefer Torah doesn't go on directly at all, that has a Tashmish to Tashmish. So therefore, when you're not using it anymore, it doesn't have to go into Geniza. There's a discussion of a lot of times you have Divrei Torah in newspapers and Parsha sheets that are all over the place. Rav David Feinstein told me, and there are other poskim to discuss this, that things that were made originally to be temporary don't have a din of Shemus, and he thought, Rav David Feinstein, that all the from newspapers that have Divrei Torah, he told me once, you could put it with all the other newspapers as well. So this is a discussion of the difference between Tashmish Kedusha and Tashmish Mitzvah.